Still focused on mind, no mind, mind is luminous. We use the words of Thoreau to, as an example, actually, as an example. So, mind, no mind, mind is luminous. Let's say we're, going about our day. And we're just going about our day. So we think we're using our mind, but in fact, we are not. We are in habits of consciousness. We are by rote, automated. Yeah, we are sleepwalking. So that is no mind. And the luminosity, the creativity, the humor, the joy, the sparkle, it isn't there because we're in habits of consciousness, automated, robotic, just doing. Mind, no mind. Mind is luminous. Let's take a minute and just contemplate that for ourselves in our day. Even your morning so far, have you been in no mind, as in just checked out, automated, brush the teeth, get up, get dressed, no gratitude, no appreciation, whatever. And I'm not saying that with attitude. I'm saying that with, let's really look at it and contemplate it for a few minutes, ponder it. Because you see, we see for ourselves, of course, if we have had gratitude, we have already prayed the day forward, et cetera, then we are living the self-illumination and self-liberation of mind, no mind, mind is luminous. And to the extent, the percentage, it's a mathematical equation. We either are living our life for its empowerment and the empowerment of others, the liberation of others, or we're not. It's either an addition or a subtraction situation. So we go and contemplate, see it for what it is. Let's add another thing. So again, let's consider impermanence. So if already the day is planned, our mind has already been preoccupied with the agenda of the day, This comes first, this comes next, la la. And never once has there been the consideration that none of it might happen. Anything could change the whole situation. Anything outside of us, circumstantial, anything inside us, health, ourselves, whatever. And so again, mind, no mind, have we brought our actual intelligence, our actual thinking, reflecting to the day? Same with self. Already, has it been just all about me? My morning beverage, has the shower been warm enough? Yeah, I mean, whatever. What am I going to wear today? Whatever. All about me. But who is this me? You see, mind, no mind. So have we been no mind so far? To what extent? To what percentage? And silly or common example of the opposite, so to speak. Using the mind, using the luminosity, living in the moment spontaneously and freely. For instance, you go outside, you feed the birds in your pajamas, and it doesn't matter who sees you, because the birds are what matters. Mind, no mind. Mind is luminous. The Buddha didn't teach theory. When people would ask him abstract theoretical questions, he either didn't answer, and his silence was the answer. Or if he answered, it would be, why would that matter? If I said anything, why would that matter? Why would it, how would it change anything? He didn't speak theory. And he said once to someone, theorizing is a wilderness, a jungle, a desert, a wilderness. We get caught up, we get entangled. It's a jungle. We get all caught and, again, entangled, encumbered. We can't really move quickly, and we can't really see the forest for the trees. And it's a desert. There's nothing, actually, when you really think about it. In theorizing, it's just blah, blah, blah. So, mind, no mind, mind is luminous. This isn't a theory. This isn't abstract. This is right here, right now. How are we living? How are we being? And so we take a long, slow, deep breath. Maybe even touch our heart and breathe with the whole world, with all of existence. And know factually and empathetically that it is the whole world we are breathing with. Mind, let's use it. Use the sensate, use the intuitive, use the perceptive. And as you breathe, pray it forward. Who knows how many beings right now can't breathe easily, don't have, clean air even to breathe, or clean water if they are fish. They're breathing that. So as we breathe for them. And with them in their suffering. We breathe with all beings who are happy, laughing, singing, dancing, joyous for any reason, frolicking. And just as when we breathe with those who are suffering, we pray that it decreases their suffering. And we know that as we breathe with those who are happy and joyous, it increases their happiness, their gaiety. We breathe with all beings being born. And for the vast majority of beings that are physical beings on Earth, that will be from an egg. All insects, amphibians, reptiles, birds, all fish, all coral. It will be from an egg. Plus, all mammals and all human beings. We breathe with all being born, taking their first breath, no matter how that is. And we breathe with all that are completing their incarnation, their last breath. And as all beings enter the supreme luminosity of their own minds, of their own heart and awareness, every being we take a long, slow, deep breath with all beings. Mind, no mind. Mind is luminous. And therefore, from Thoreau, and it's not just about what we look at, it's how we are interacting any given moment, inside, outside, all around. That's what matters. Love you all. Create a day.